CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The electric vehicle, part of the green revolution now underway, the United States and its allies proceeding to convert the fossil fuel-driven economy of the 20th century, very successful, thank you very much, that created the conditions for the green energy system of the 21st century, but not yet. There is a transition underway, and I welcome Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing in the Washington Times of part of that transition. Ask yourself, where do electric vehicle batteries come from? What makes up this new technology of green revolution? Cliff, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. What is cobalt and where can we find it? Good evening to you.
Well, yes, good evening to you. Cobalt is a strategic mineral. It is absolutely necessary for the kinds of batteries in electric vehicles. It is found predominantly, the place that has the most of it, is the Congo. And this is very important because that's where it's being mined like crazy. And to go, and most of it is going to China, which also has dominance in other strategic minerals used in batteries. Lithium, nickel will be among them. And there's a book out that I've read, which is quite a good book. And the book is called Cobalt Red: How the Blood of the Congo Powers Our Lives. It's written by Siddharth Kara. He's written three books on modern slavery. He did just tremendously good work. I know that particularly because he had to go to the Congo, and he had to work under very difficult conditions because people don't, those in power do not want anyone to see what's going on in these mines. He's really an intrepid foreign correspondent as well, which I really appreciate. And he managed to come out with the story. Now, what did he find? What he found is that this mineral is being mined two ways. One, by machines, which, by the way, burn diesel and therefore have emissions. So that's one of the reasons why you can't say EVs are emissions free, but it's not the only reason. The other thing is what's called artisanal mining. Artisanal mining means these are poor people by hand, men, women, and children, going into tunnels and shafts and on the ground, and they're pulling rocks and putting them into sacks and bringing them to somebody who takes them, and eventually and they're getting very little money for them. The material is toxic for them to touch. They have no protection. Essentially, he's saying this is a form of slavery. This is a form of abusive forced labor. This is corruption. These people are terribly, terribly poor, and nothing's being done, and it's terrible environmental destruction as well. In the Congo, in every way, toxic waste into the rivers, bad air, all kinds of things. So the main point here is that if you think they're wonderful machines, these electric vehicles, but if you think they're green, if you think they're clean, you don't understand how they're made.
These are Chinese-owned mining sites, according to Mr. Kara. The People's Republic of China has resources across the world that it draws upon. It dominates the picture in Africa. It's coming to dominate the picture in South America.
So, exactly, lithium particularly down there, yeah.
And so the Congo, the governance of the Congo, has a strong relationship with the PRC. That suggests to me that this is a closed system. There's no one from outside who can reach in and a force change. Is that your measure?
I think that's pretty much the case. Yes. I mean, you could have my one criticism of Mr. Kara's book is that he talks a lot about the various, car companies and all the multinational corporations, and all that's true. But they are, in the end, for the most part, buying the batteries after the cobalt goes in raw form to China. That's where it's refined. That's where it's processed. That's where it's combined with other strategic minerals. And that's where these batteries are made. And then the batteries are sold to these companies. So they go into your electric vehicle. But it's China. And really, any Chinese, fewer Chinese companies, but you should understand, and we've done a lot of work on this at FDD, there is no such thing as an independent Chinese company. They all are answerable to the Chinese Communist Party in absolutely every way. So the Chinese Communist Party comes in, and essentially they own the mines. They may have a joint ownership arrangement. Is there bribery involved? I think one might think that'd be suspicious about that, since, as Mr. Karth points out, though most people are really desperately poor, including the miners, there are a lot of spectacularly rich people in the government of the Congo as well. So you have to think that the Chinese are in some way rewarding them for their cooperation in this endeavor. Could the company say we're not buying it unless we know for sure that this cobalt is not coming from abused labor, is not coming from environmental destruction? I suppose they can, but as you know, that's very hard to organize. Could the UN be doing something? I think it could try. I don't think it is. Could other international organizations be working on this? I see why they may not succeed, but they could try. But as you understand, they're not.
The model I would offer, and it doesn't work in this case, but it's a model, is what happened with blood diamonds and then blood cotton. Both were successfully mitigated by the consumers, that would be the diamond merchants of Europe, and the textile industry that was very carefully sourcing out of slave labor and using just barely more slave labor to produce the items. They were the enforcement work because the industry forms standards. That's not available for China. You mentioned BYD, the Chinese company making electric vehicles. I just read a note saying the BYD is outselling Tesla in many governances around the world. And I doubt very much whether the BYD dealerships and the BYD consumers know what you're saying. I doubt completely.
Well, the 2 points to make here, at least one is that, yes, I believe that's true, that BYD is now outselling Tesla, and and I think it's very likely that the People's Republic of China, that Beijing, the Chinese Communist Party, will soon become the largest seller of electric vehicles in the world. And why not, since they make the most important components? And the most important component, obviously, is the battery. There's not a whole lot of engine right there. It's really a computer that runs on this battery. And the question is, how often does it need a charge? How much range does it have? What's the energy density? And cobalt is vital for all of those things. So consumers could say, I'm not going to buy these vehicles until I know that they're coming from a source that at least gives some respect and a living wage and is respectful of the environment in a place like Congo, which, again, could be one of the richest nations in the world based on this resource, but is not, because it's being exploited. And not, most importantly, I think, by the People's Republic of China. But are people going to do that? Unlikely, especially when the policy of the U.S. government particularly is to push people to buy electric vehicles and to push car companies not only to make electric vehicles as an option, but to make only electric vehicles. You have people going, for example, to Toyota as well and saying to their board, you must promise not to make internal combustion engines anymore after 2035 or 2050 or whatever. You must absolutely have no internal combustion engines, only electrical engines. That will mean, unless we see some other way, the continual exploitation of people in Congo and other places. And by the way, as you know, our grid is not set up for this right now. We're not producing enough electricity. By the way, all these strategic minerals are also necessary for wind power, for solar power. And again, China is becoming dominant in all of these realms. And we haven't learned anything, apparently, from Germany's experience by getting dependent on energy from Putin's Russia.
Cliff May is the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. The book he mentions is by Siddhartha Kara, K-A-R-A. It's entitled Cobalt Red. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.